You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So up next, we have a chat with Scott Simpson, who's the environment spokesperson for the National Party. This is half of an interview. The other half went AWOL, sadly, because it was a very good conversation. In the first half, we discussed electric cars and fossil fuels and National's stance on both, which was relatively positive for someone that doesn't always necessarily agree with National Party policy. But from there, we moved into talking about agriculture and water, as well as climate change. And then I'll have a brief chat about this in the Wire outro as well, to provide a bit more backing detail. National has stopped short of proposing that agriculture, which is the biggest contributor of methane, accounting for nearly half of New Zealand's greenhouse gas inventory, should be folded into the emissions trading scheme. Why is this, and what is the emissions trading scheme?
Well, last question first. The emission trading scheme is a scheme that is designed to encourage businesses and emitters of carbon to pay a price for doing so. And currently, agriculture is excluded from the ETS, and at this stage, we don't support agriculture being included. Partly that's because agriculture makes up a big part of our economy. We are an agricultural-based economy by and large. And we do that really efficiently and quite soundly in terms of many environmental measures. So if we were suddenly to put in place effectively extra costs on agriculture that they could not mitigate, then that's just a cost on business. Now, on farming, and that doesn't help our productivity, it doesn't help our economy, and ultimately it doesn't help us reduce emissions, because we would then be punishing our agricultural sector. We'd produce less, but the globe, the world, would then buy agricultural products produced arguably from countries that have worse environmental standards and regulations than we do. So that's quite a long answer to what sounds like a simple question, but it is a complicated scenario that confronts us.
Right, no, it certainly makes sense. A lot of people, when they think of agriculture and the environment, not necessarily immediately, but do go to effluents or water pollution, especially in rivers and freshwater in New Zealand. The National Party has said, from what I can understand, that they would create a water infrastructure fund. Are these two in any way connected, or are these separate issues?
Well, actually, they are kind of connected in that we want to improve water quality, and all New Zealanders, I think, would agree on that point. But farming, particularly dairy farmers, have done a great job over the last 10 years or more in riparian planting and fencing off waterways from stock. And there's still got a lot of good work still to be done. But I think we should give some credit for the work they've done. The real issue around an infrastructure fund is that we have around New Zealand real challenges with water infrastructure. So many small councils, district and regional councils particularly, have some very big investment that needs to be made on what's referred to as the three waters. So that's drinking water, wastewater, stormwater, and sewage. So drinking, stormwater, and sewage, three waters. Now, Auckland alone needs to spend probably billions of dollars on separating stormwater from sewage. That's why we get, when it rains hard in Auckland, raw sewage flowing onto the beaches around Auckland. Now, that's, in today's world, simply unacceptable. To fix that is going to cost billions of dollars. Auckland can probably fund it. Their long-suffering ratepayers will probably pick up on that, because Mayor Phil Goff has set some process and train around that. But for many smaller councils, they don't have a rating base that is large enough or wealthy enough to fund the very big capital expenditure that is required for water infrastructure. So a nationwide water infrastructure fund we would see as going some way to helping smaller councils fund their infrastructural capital needs.
So what would fund the water infrastructure fund? So where would that money then come from?
Well, ultimately all central government money comes from only two places, taxes or borrowing. So are likely to be a combination of the taxpayer funding. And so we argue that actually taxpayers already pay enough tax, so we're not talking about increased taxes. What we are talking about is creating a fund made up of better quality spending of taxpayers' money by saving some taxpayers' money on other areas that the Labor government is currently spending on. So it's a juggling of the current tax take is how we would see it.
So it would be a reallocation of funds rather than a new series of unneeded environmental taxes?
Well, correct, yes.
Okay. So is there a kind of hierarchy or order of priority to the National Party's green environmental policies?
Well, yes, as I said earlier, I think climate change is the most pressing. But we in the National Party, like all New Zealanders, I think, want to do our bit to ensure that the world we currently live in, the decisions that we make as individuals and as governments, that those decisions help make it a better place for the generations that are to follow us. So I'm very conscious, and I know my National Party colleagues are, as I think most New Zealanders are, that we are but caretakers for our natural environment, and we all have an obligation to try and make things better. In the past, there have been some dreadful things done in the name of building and creating the country that we have today. Many of the environmental things that were done, or damaging things that were done 50 or 100 years ago, are utterly unacceptable today. Some of the things that concern me are, what will our children and grandchildren be saying in 50 years or 100 years about the things that we are doing today? And they will look back and say, how silly were those people back in 2019? You know, they used to drive cars fueled by fossil fuels. Or maybe they'll look back in 50 or 100 years' time and say, you know, how silly were they? They used to buy food that was wrapped in plastic. So we have to look at sort of the big issues. What are the things that we are doing today that in years to come we'll look back on and say, well, that probably wasn't as smart as we could have done, and maybe what we should change today to make the New Zealand that we are so proud of, this generation, we want to make sure that future generations are equally as proud and that we leave a legacy of a lovely natural environment for them and those that follow them as well.
So is everyone in the National Party on board with these new propositions?
Yeah, we've got a very diverse range of MPs. There are 55 of us in the current Parliament, and we all sit on a spectrum of our own views and opinions. But I think that it's very safe to say that the National Party is a caucus, and also National Party members who are up and down the countryside, like most New Zealanders, we do care about our natural environment, we do want to make it better, and actually we have a very proud track record of doing that in government. If I have a criticism of the current government, it is that they talked a very big game in opposition about the environment, but so far, halfway through their term of government, they've done almost nothing, almost nothing. And regularly I meet with Green Party supporters who tell me how disappointed they are with the lack of progress that their Green Party MPs in government for the first time have made on some of the big environmental issues confronting our country. I don't want the National Party to be in that position when we are re-elected at a future time and go back into government.
Do you think that those Green supporters would also have been disappointed in the environmental progress that National made in their 9 years in power?
Well, some would have been, but I've been pleasantly surprised when I talk to Green Party activists. They are usually fairly good at acknowledging the work that we did do. We wanted to set up the Kermadec Ocean Sanctuary. It would have been the third or fourth largest no-take ocean sanctuary on the planet. The Greens want to do that, but because of the coalition arrangements that currently exist with New Zealand First, there has been no progress made on the creation of the Kermadec Ocean Sanctuary. This is something that I think upsets many people, and I can understand why.
Certainly. I think, as you touched upon earlier, it is something that perhaps we all need to just get behind and find something that works before it is too late. Indeed, partway through that clip, I made a slightly snide remark about unneeded additional taxes. That was in reference to the National Party's release, which claimed the coalition were creating unneeded environmental taxes, and when he suggested that we did need taxes to raise money, it was an interesting idea.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.